وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at bad human traits, traits that if we indulge in, it can get us in a lot of trouble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also with our peers, with our fellow human beings. That's something that the Quran and the Sunnah of the Ahlul Bayt try to stop us from doing. So sometimes it is worth noting that we need to avoid and leave certain traits behind. Among these bad traits, or bad deeds, is the fact that human beings are always hasty, which is ajala. And I think we have discussed this notion of hastiness, but today we want to see how we can put an end to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly when He describes the human beings, He describes them with the fact that they are always hasty, always doing things, you know, without thinking. خلق الإنسان من عجل. Man was created from hastiness. كان الإنسان أكثر شيئاً this. كان الإنسان عجولا. كان الإنسان. Every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tries to talk about human beings, He looks at the fact that they are always hasty and they don't take things slow. Now, the problem with hastiness is that the person himself will get himself in trouble, because and this is just not only in talking, but also in actions. When a person jumps to an action without thinking it through, without trying to figure out what Allah wants him, or what even logic wants him to do, they will surely do mistakes. They will surely get themselves in trouble. And that's the fact that we have to keep in mind. So when I'm dealing with my other fellow human beings, and sometimes we judge each other very quickly, sometimes we hasten to a conclusion, and sometimes we might accuse the person for the wrong thing, and we do a lot of mistakes based on that. And sometimes we might accuse a person of doing something they haven't done, and then we end up regretting, and regret won't do us any good. So there's a lot of harm that can be done once a person is in a state of hurry, in a state of trying to do things as quick as they can. So we have to keep in mind that this is a bad trait that we need to get rid of. So since the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Ahadith have spoken about this trait, then we need to make sure that we stop it and we don't indulge in it. And hastiness itself is the opposite of slow, is opposite of taking things slowly. From an Islamic perspective, when we look at hastiness and ajala, they describe it as doing something before its time. So when we do something before its time, then it's a premature action. It's a premature word. It's a premature argument, because you just jumped to conclusion without having to realize. And we see that one of the main reasons that people misunderstand each other and there's a breakdown in communication is due to the fact that they jump to conclusions and jump to actions before it's time. While if they have waited, thought about something, and contemplated about it and understood it correctly, then they wouldn't be in this problem to begin with. So we have to keep that in mind. Let us take a short break, and then we will come back right after this.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we're looking at the bad trait of hastiness. So obviously the answer is, how do we control things when it comes to us jumping to straight arguments and straight judging and what have you, just being in that mental state of trying to do everything quickly and, you know, without having to hit the brakes. One of the methods is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you is the notion or the concept of patience. A mu'min always needs to be patient. And patience means that you hold yourself, you compose yourself, you wait, you understand, you think. Because patience is not just a concept that you throw around. It's a concept that you need to apply. So we're having an argument, me and you, and I'm trying to convey something to you, but you just jump into conclusion and then you accuse me, or I do the same. You know, patience means that I hold my anger, I hold my temptations, I hold my urge to talk, whatever that needs to be done, or I feel like doing at the moment, I pause on it. This is what we call patience. So patience is one of the things that need to be done and taken into consideration. Another thing that we can do is we can have what we call a one-minute delay. One-minute delay method means that every time you want to do something or say something, pause. Say to yourself, I will answer, I will reply, I will do this action, but after a minute. In that minute, give yourself time to think of what happened, what is happening, and what is the best way to deal with, without just jumping and, you know, going with the urge to talk and speak your mind. So obviously this is always something that we should not indulge in. So we are always, when we give ourselves that 1 minute break, when we think about it, we can come up with a better answer, a better reply, and a better action. That's the idea. So you can apply a 1 minute rule, you can make it 2. The more you give it time, the better. It says that one of the mystics and one of the scholars that we have, I don't want to mention his name, that when they ask him a question, he never replies. He would pause. And actually first he would say, Allahu A'lam, God knows. And then he would pause for a while. And he would think. And then he would give the answer. And the answer is precisely is the correct answer. He could have just said it. But he's trying to think himself, what if I'm wrong? What is the best way to deliver this answer? What is the best thing to say? And he thinks it through. And then he talks. This is what a wise, logical man needs to do. And this is something that me and you, we can do as well. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.